The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Hi, everyone out there. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates. And now, look at me. Look at me. Okay?
I'm looking.
Are my wrinkles better now?
Your wrinkles are so much better. I mean, your face looks fabulous. But a couple of days ago, I couldn't tell. And
well,
you got upset with me because...
You were disparaging about my Botox. I mean, and the thing of it is that Lori Wall at Transcend Metaspa mm-hmm. is so fabulous. And she does it in a way that you don't have the pain, you don't have the kind of trauma, you know? I mean, a lot of people are afraid of this. And I used to get that numbing cream on my face, and I don't do that anymore because she's so good. And they're one of our sponsors. And we only have people be sponsors that we really believe in.
Really believe in. And I'm getting ready to, you know, I am going to do it. I'm going to get up the nerve to do it. So I'll have to talk about mine, too. But that's going to be interesting. You'll have to hold my hand.
Right. And if you want, you can also go to our website and click on Transcend Metaspa if you want to beat us to it. And then send us a picture of the before and after.
Yes. I'd love to see that. Suzanne, did you hear about that jewelry heist in Cannes?
That is, I couldn't believe that they were so nonchalant about.
I know.
Like that whole thing. So
it was huge.
Okay, I got to tell you this story. Okay, so when we had our big boat, we were in Florida, and all of a sudden, I think we're at the Jockey Club in Miami, and all of a sudden, this giant yacht pulls in beside us, and I think that's when there was a yacht named Octopussy. I know.
Because
it's like James Bond stuff.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so they were having a Harry Winston jewelry show, a diamond show, and evidently everybody in Miami who was like ultra wealthy was invited. They had, and I remember being so freaked out. I mean, our little boat, even though we thought it was pretty big, looked like a dinghy next to this boat.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
And so we tried to get him to let us on because we didn't care about the jewelry, but we wanted to see the boat. They had to do this big background check for us just to get into the show, which, by the way, they turned us down. I don't think we were worth enough. And there were armed guards with machine guns guarding the top of the boat the whole time of the party, and there was a scuba diver in the water guarding the bottom of the water so someone wouldn't cut through the bottom of the boat and steal the jewels.
So you really can relate to this because you were there and saw how heavily guarded it was.
Yes, and that's what they normally do with these.
So
I don't know. It was crazy.
Well, I'll tell you who needs to rob a jewelry store is our friend with the big red Mercedes.
And we know who you are out there.
She knows who we're talking about. Her muffler is so loud that she sets other people's car alarms off when she passes them because of the massive vibrations coming from her car.
I know. It's so sad. And it's such a cute little car. But, oh, my gosh, it's like a stock car race. So I'm kind of like, okay, maybe we should do a fundraiser.
I think we're going to have to so she can get it fixed.
Right. All right. This month in August, we are focusing on bravery. And if you're aging, you need to be brave because there are things in your 50s that happen that you need to kind of dig down to that courage. And as we get older, it just gets more demanding. And if my mother was here. Okay, never mind. We can't
never
talk
mind.
About my mother.
No.
All right. So, and I think that there are so many women, especially, who really have to dig down for that bravery at our age. And one of the things is dating. I mean,
if you're single, yes.
If you're single, that's a scary thing. And you have to be really brave to put yourself out there. And we talk about it. Women talk about this all the time. I don't think, men, if you're listening, this is a big deal. If you're single and you're a man,
and you know, I'm such
do
a big,
something.
And I'm such a big talker, aren't I? I mean, it's like, go on, push, push, push. But I don't have to be out there doing it, so. I'm such a big talker.
That's true. Well, Great Expectations. I just joined Great Expectations.
I know, and I'm so excited.
I know, and I had my photographs done, and I just
gorgeous.
Went. Oh, thank you.
They are,
and I just they had a good. They are so classy, and they really took the sting out of this. So it's like I'm not. It didn't. I didn't feel. I had to be kind of brave to go in because it's. You think they're taking these pictures of you, but it's a great place. So we're going to keep you updated.
We're going to follow your journey.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about specifics.
Well, no, and you're not going to mention names, but.
Unless they're really bad. And then I'll just rake them over the
cars. I know. Once they find out you have a radio show, they may not want to go out with you.
I know. All right. And the dirty little secrets we all need to know that we uncover every week. And, okay, so one of the things is what is the biggest lie you tell your doctor?
I don't tell my doctor lies. I really don't. I have a young 45-year-old internist, and I tell her everything. I'm very honest with her.
No, that's good, because you should be, because it's very dangerous to lie. And it's, I don't mean like out and out lie, but just leaving
Fudge.
Things out and forgetting. So that's...
That's... Well, and we will share one of our own personal tips on attacking your wrinkles, and it is totally affordable.
And if you go out on the town with your girlfriends, your girl posse, what are the chances you will end up going home with a guy? And I mean like going really out on the town, not catching the 5:30 special so you can get discounts on your food. I mean, I've gone to where my friends started doing that, and I'm like, okay.
That's an age thing, maybe.
It is.
All right, and our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Pat Wolf, a brave Twin Cities entrepreneur. She has great stories to share. Can't wait to hear them.
She is a fabulous woman.
So go to our agingbutdangerous.com website and check out our latest blogs. There's lots of good stuff on there. We really will keep you updated in what we're doing. And sign up for our August giveaways. Be brave and do it. Sign up for that vibrator.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could make a vibrator sound. All right. Many women, and this is what we were talking about, omit the details or twist the facts about, or I guess even blatantly lie about when their MD asks them questions when they go for their physicals. So there was a great article in Women's Health magazine, and if you want more information. But the number one thing that women are evasive about is that your doctor says, well, how are you? And how are you feeling? How are you doing? And people say, fine. And they just make light of it. Great, I'm fine. I'm just fine. Well, there's a real high risk. The reality, let's say the reality is you've been sad for a while. Well, there's a really high risk there, because if you have a little depression, the longer you let that go untreated, the more likely you are to turn to alcohol or pills. It doesn't seem like a big deal. It just seems like, oh, please get over it. I mean, I roll my eyes. But it is really serious. So you have to, I mean, things like a smoker, do you smoke? I mean, it's like, do you drink?
Okay, the
sex. Smoking
and alcohol I did used to lie about years ago, because I did used to smoke 20 years ago and I drank the alcohol and I would lie to my doctor.
Yeah. So, well, don't.
Okay.
Stop it.
Now, you've been using coconut oil and loving it. Why don't you smell like a coconut, or do you?
I probably do. It does. It smells like a coconut. It makes me think I'm on the beach every night before I go to bed. And it's just, Trader Joe's. I mean, it's the cheapest thing that you can buy.
So you've been putting the same thing on your face that I cook with.
Exactly.
It is the same thing.
Yes.
Wow.
It is. And you buy it at Trader Joe's for nothing. I'll probably save enough over my lifetime to buy a new car, because I'm not putting the big high-test stuff on there.
Because how much were you spending?
Well, I was spending, I had those really high test oils, and they were like $85 a bottle, and I think this is like $350 or something. But, you know, it really lubes my face. And then I put the coconut oil on, and then, which is really like a lard. It's not a clear oil, what I get. And then I put my moisturizer on over that once it has a chance. And I can actually kind of feel it.
Oh, that's interesting, because I used to put the oil on, or the moisturizer on first, and then the lard stuff, you know, but you do it just the opposite. I wonder if it makes a difference.
I do not know.
Okay.
Because I am not a skin specialist. I am more of a coconut-faced woman.
From Missouri. All right. You are listening to Jean and Suzanne and those dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Vaginal atrophy is also known as atrophic vaginitis. It is a thinning of the vulva and vaginal tissue associated with estrogen decrease. This is a symptom of menopause, but it usually happens slowly over the course of years after the menses stop. It may cause pain with intercourse and paper-like cuts or tears in the vagina after intercourse. The treatment options range from short-term hormonal replacement to physical therapy, which can help to eliminate the barrier to having a satisfying intimate life. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And my big question here is, why would anyone in their right minds that's getting close to retirement want to start a business?
Well, that's what we're talking about today. We have with us Pat Wolf, entrepreneur, and she has some incredible stories about several businesses that started.
Yeah, well, it sure takes courage. I mean, Walt Disney said, he was such an entrepreneur, and one of the things that he said is to really accomplish something, it takes courage. And I think you must be one of the bravest people I know. You only have like 23 businesses or something. I mean.
Right. Pat, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Jean.
And that is our theme this month is bravery. So Suzanne and I both were talking about you and going like, woo, that is incredible what you've done. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I'd be happy to. But first, let me just say I'm delighted to be here with you two ladies. I listen to you often, and I'm encouraged and enthused with your vibrancy and excitement for life. So I love your program.
Wow. Thank you.
That's great.
It's all me.
She likes to take the credit.
Well, your question was, tell us a little bit about yourself. I am born and raised in Stillwater, so this is a town that's near and dear to my heart. Have to get my parents' name in there, Dave and Lucille Wolf. Yay, yay, Mom and Dad, even though you're gone. Your legacies live on. So born and raised here, and actually got my first business experiences here in Stillwater, which I think probably formed my the firm foundation that I have. Went on to University of Minnesota for my business degree and then had an opportunity to get into commercial real estate. And that was really my first professional career in commercial real estate, and started my own real estate firm in 1990 in a commercial area.
So a long time ago.
Yep.
25 years.
Yep.
Well, how did you end up getting in the beer business? How did you end up deciding to do that?
Well, first of all,
what is your
You need
like
some background. Yes.
Sure. Well, in addition to...
Who the hell are you? Are you sure you're in the right place?
That's right.
We kind of skipped over that. Yeah.
Well, in addition to the real estate business, I then had an opportunity to start a small retail store business in downtown St. Paul. And so I have a couple of what you probably think of as convenience store espresso bars, and they're a hybrid concept, and that business is going on 16 years old. And then because I just didn't have anything else to do, I really was looking to fulfill a dream, which was to reopen my great-grandfather's brewery, which was in Stillwater here. And I convinced my sister to join me in the effort, and so that's what we're about doing.
Wow. So it's brewing beer. You're brewing beer. You don't have a place yet, right?
Right. Well, in the progression of opening up the brewing business, we are contract brewing and have contract brewed with a little brewery up north and have released our first two beers at the end of June right here in Stillwater.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Was that scary? See, we're talking about bravery, and did that take courage on your part? I'm fascinated by this.
Thankfully, we're surrounded by wonderful people who are encouraging us, including the rest of our family, and of course the nieces and nephews who are big beer drinkers, and then the industry has been very helpful in helping to educate us and counsel us. So, while it took courage, it really has been a situation where we've been mentored by some really good people in the industry.
And I have to just ask you, do you really like beer?
I love beer. Oh. In fact, can I tell a little story?
Yes, of course.
So my grandfather, who worked at the brewery when he was young. Great-grandfather was Joseph.
Oh.
My grandfather was Leonard. And he was the youngest of 14 children.
Whoa. Mm. Leonard, that was a busy lady.
That's right. Leonard lived with our family when we grew up, when I was young, and lived in the back of our house, and I would knock on the door in the afternoons when I was preschool and go back, and he would pour a little tin cup of beer, and we would eat mint cookies and drink beer. And that is how I started my, that's really what got me hooked on beer.
Oh, and you were how old?
Well, let's just say I was preschool.
Oh my word.
It's amazing. Oh, gosh.
Just a little bit, though.
Right. But just enough to acquire a little bit of a taste.
Good old Leonard. I wish I'd known Leonard. I would have probably had an easier time in kindergarten.
Yeah, because she had a hard time. All right. Well, tell us the history on Joseph Wolf.
I'd love to.
Because it's great.
Joseph Wolf immigrated over here from Switzerland in the 1850s. And then his brother Martin was the first to start the first brewery down here on Nelson Street. The building still exists and is now a residence right off the corner of Main and on Nelson. And then he asked his brother Joseph to join him. Joseph had actually started out in working for one of the sawmills when he arrived here, and the story in the local Gazette paper was that he walked over from St. Paul with his suitcase in hand.
From St. Paul to Stillwater?
Yes. Ooh. But then he was working in the sawmill, then ended up becoming a barber, and then joined his brother in the brewing business. Ultimately, he was had a strong business head on his shoulders and bought his brother out, who continued to work with him, and brewed beer here in Stillwater from 1868 through Prohibition, and then closed the brewing part of the business down, continued to make other beverages like pop and near beer, but people didn't drink those beverages back then, so in 1925 he closed the business down. But I'm really proud to say he was one of the largest breweries in the area. They brewed 25,000 barrels of beer in 1919. Mm. And shipped as far away as Chicago and Winnipeg.
So it closed in 1925, then you're just now doing it. This
yes.
And
lesson.
A woman, that's what
and
I
a
love.
Woman, you and your
comes
sister.
Along.
Well, and so here I think is the interesting part of the story. So there were two brothers who were brewers, and now the great-grandfather, the great-grandchildren, the two sisters, my sister and Kathy and myself, are now continuing the legacy. So I think that's kind of a fun part of the story. And so when we released our beers, these were the first beers that had been brewed under the Wolf name in 93 years.
Woo.
Isn't that something? Cold chills. I mean.
I know.
Is this a family recipe?
These weren't. We brewed a strong Belgian golden ale and a Berliner Weiss, which is a traditional German beer that's been brewed for years, and it's actually a sour wheat ale. And so that one is a particular, you know, certainly European style beer. But no, we're saving those family recipes until we get our own brewery.
Until you get, and you're looking around at places, right?
Yes, we'd love to be in our old brewery site, and with the recent discussions about having it be a developed into a boutique hotel, we'd still love to fit into the concept. We're not sure if there's going to be adequate room for our brewery there, but hope that we can retain the caves or be a part of the caves so that we can do cave tours and history and have a beer garden down there outside.
Gosh, it sounds awesome.
I know that sounds. It's so great. Like you were saying earlier about, you know, keeping that in the family and restore. You know, it's so important. I think a lot of times for us to keep mm-hmm. those memories and those great
traditions.
And that just keep all that alive. That is wonderful. Well, where can people go buy your beer?
Thanks for asking. First of all, if you want to really track where we are. On our Facebook page, we show all of our locations. We definitely want to be in all of the establishments in Stillwater and the Valley that want to have our beer. So Mad Capper was where we did our release. We just as of today are going into Pub 112. We are at Hanson's down here in the liquor store. And we're talking to several other establishments to get into their either liquor stores, bars, or restaurants. We're in a number of places in the cities as well.
What's your website? Where do they go?
The website is, and actually we have a more active Facebook page right now, which is www.facebook.com/wolfbrew, and wolf is W-O-L-F.
Wolf Brew.
Mm-hmm.
Wolf Brew. Okay, that was my own sound effect, but I just had the urge to do that. I thought you'd go with it.
I think that's great.
Thanks.
Pat, so
I could come and howl at your brewery, wouldn't you?
You could have a howling good time.
In the cave. She'd be great in the cave.
Yeah.
Howling.
Yeah.
Pat, so you have another business. You have this pedal bike.
Yes. Thanks for asking, Jean. As part of the brewery concept, we wanted to be in the market last year. And we knew that we wouldn't be able to with a beer that quickly. So I had seen this multi-person pedal bike concept over in the cities in like the year 2000, and it kind of kept it back in my brain and thought what a fun thing that would be for Stillwater. So we did our research. We ended up buying a multi-person pedal bike that was made out in one of the western states, brought it to Stillwater, and opened the business in September of last year.
I want to know, before we run out of time here, obviously you have a lot of stamina. Obviously all these businesses take a lot of stamina. But tell me what advice you would give women, or actually men, anyone who's thinking about starting a business.
Wow, that's a lot to think about. But I think follow your dream and surround yourself with good people who can help you.
Mm-hmm. That's great advice.
Very good advice. And that also makes enhances your ability to have courage. Because when you know there's a safety net, there are people who know what they're talking about. I think that's... So how do you get the stamina you have to do all this?
When do
what
you
are you
sleep?
Drinking? She's drinking beer.
She's drinking
beer for breakfast.
Wait, pass that beer over here, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, you take care of yourself, and again, you pace yourself. Just like drinking beer. You got to pace yourself.
Yeah.
Well, and Wolf, you do look healthy.
Say that again, Wolf Brew.
Yep.
Facebook, and it's a mm-hmm. Facebook page.
It's a Facebook page. We are, our our website will be rolling out shortly.
Pat, thank you so much. This has been so interesting. Wow, what a woman.
Yes, I want to take everybody from Aging But Dangerous to the brewery. So.
Yes.
We'd love to do that, and yes. We'd love to have you on our pedal bike.
Oh, yeah, well, yes. You've never seen us drive. I don't know.
Oh, you can't drive, but you can pedal.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
And then you can drink Wolf beer.
Yeah, great.
Oh, all right. We can
okay.
do that.
Okay.
Pat, cheers, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Now, Oasis Travel is a new sponsor. And
yes.
We love that idea because we're going to take some people over to visit me in France. And Wendy High is the owner. And she is getting ready to change the name of her travel service to Wendy High Travel.
I know. I love it.
It's perfect.
It's perfect, perfect.
And if you had a name, Wendy High, those are two weather things. And then her tagline is going to be Take the High Road. I love that. So for right now, go on agingbutdangerous.com and click on Oasis Travel, but she'll have a whole new shtick here coming up. And let us know. Let us know if you like that name.
Right. All right. And I'm talking about higher brain living, Suzanne. And here is a quote that really explains it. It's an expanded consciousness and sense of empowerment, and it coincides with a higher brain connection. The effect is freeing and liberating. And this is exactly the way I feel when I do higher brain. I feel so, I feel very, very liberated. And this, you know, I can turn it on instantly. After I get through a lot of the courses, I'll be able to turn it on better, you know, and quicker. But it makes me feel so passionate and like I can accomplish any goal in life.
I see that. You're stronger since you started taking this.
I know, and I just
I'm shocked.
It. I know.
Not sure I was a believer, but I am becoming very quickly and have become a believer.
I know, and you have to see it for yourself like you're seeing it in me. But you have to see it for yourself, and they have free seminars. So just go to our website. Click on Awaken Higher Brain Living, and they have it in Hudson, Wayzata, and Minneapolis, and sign up for one of their free seminars. Also, everyone, just a reminder, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Our drawing right now for you and two of your friends and us is for lunch at Loring Kitchen, and that's at the east end of Loring Park, a great little place, great outside dining, and free valet parking. I like that. I like to arrive in style.
And also, who will win the vibrator this month?
I know, we're giving away a vibrator.
This is
so exciting.
Darling, darling vibrator. It's Little Chroma from Jimmy Jane. It's got an everlasting motor, sleek line. It's red, and it retails for $100.
Yes, and that's from Touch.
Touch Boutique.
Okay, that's important. They'll come get us if we don't say that. Okay, put your courage in your fingertips and go to facebook.com/AgingButDangerous and like Aging But Dangerous. It is very empowering.
And also our swarm for August. It's August 24th, and it is our Aging But Dangerous Martini Jump Skydive. It's at Westside Skydivers, and women from 50 years and older are going to be flying through the air all day long. So put that down on your calendar, August 24th at noon at Westside Skydivers.
And that's such an empowering. That's a beautiful, beautiful. If you're a woman and you just want to be around women who are beautiful and have beautiful souls, and it's so worth driving out there and hanging out with us.
Yes, bring your friends. Bring everybody.
Yes, well, we have martinis.
Yes, we have martinis.
We will have martinis.
Martinis and hamburgers.
I
what
love
a better
it.
A better combination.
I know. Is there anything else in life? All right, thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Bravely coming to you to empower women, inspire them, and challenge them all across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.